Hi, it's Alex here. An all-new episode of Jeopardy is coming up right now.
This is Jeopardy! Introducing today's contestants, a sports update anchor from Franklin Square, New York, Matt Napolitano. An animation producer from Altadena, California, Kelly Lake. And our returning champion, an attorney from Alexandria, Virginia, Zach Newkirk, whose three-day cash winnings total $65,674. And now, here is the host of Jeopardy, Alex Trebek.
Thank you, Johnny. Notice how quickly I came out. I'm eager to get this game underway, but I do want to mention about our returning champion, Zach. It doesn't matter if he's correct or incorrect on Final Jeopardy. He seems to be winning the same amount of money every time out, a little over $21,000. Kelly or Matt, it could happen to you too, you know. Good luck. Here we go. Jeopardy round, the first round of play today featuring these categories, starting off with classic automobiles. Love the subject. The speaker in Shakespeare. Table talk, celebrity X's, words and phrases, and finally, something inside of me. Zach, start.
Let's do inside of me for 200.
The Fisher of Rolando is found in this topmost and probably importantmost part of the brain. And that would be the cerebrum. Back to you, Zach.
Table talk, 200.
You probably haven't seen one of these since grade school. Matt.
What is a times table? Multiplication table?
That's it, yes.
Celebrity X's, 200.
This actress and husband Chris Martin of Coldplay called their split a conscious uncoupling. Matt.
Who is Gwyneth Paltrow?
Right.
Celebrity X's, 4.
After 12 days of marriage, my true love said to me, let's split up. The true lovers being John Peters and this Baywatch star. Kelly.
Who's Pamela Anderson?
Yes.
X's for 600.
Quite the nice ex. Anna Faris offered to officiate the wedding of Katherine Schwarzenegger and this Jurassic World star. Zach.
Who's Pratt?
Chris Pratt, correct.
Table talk for 400.
It's the part of a phonograph that spins the record. Kelly.
What is a turntable?
That's it.
X's for 800.
Seal and this supermodel had three kids together, and the two split amicably. He guest-judged America's Got Talent next to her. Kelly?
Who is Heidi Klum?
Yeah.
X's for 1,000.
In 1954, Marilyn Monroe singled, divorcing this Yankee after 9 months of wedded non-bliss. Kelly?
Who is DiMaggio?
Joe DiMaggio. He's the one.
Shakespeare for 200.
A bloody deed, almost as bad, good mother, as kill a king and marry with his brother. Kelly?
Who is Hamlet?
Yes.
Shakespeare for 400.
Double, double, toil and trouble, fire burn and cauldron bubble. Zach.
What are the witches?
The witches Macbeth? In Macbeth, correct.
Speaker in Shakespeare for 600.
Catherine, I charge thee. Tell these headstrong women what duty they do owe their lords and husbands. Kelly.
Who is Petruchio?
He's the one.
Shakespeare for 800.
I prithee, daughter, do not make me mad. Zach.
Who is King Lear?
Yes.
Shakespeare for 1,000.
How camest thou hither? Tell me, and wherefore? The orchard walls are high and hard to climb. Kelly.
Who is Juliet?
Juliet, yes.
Table talk for 6.
This Arizona city, whose Spanish name means table, was founded by Mormons in 1878. Matt.
What is Mesa?
Mesa, correct.
Table talk 800.
It's the chemical formula for table salt. Kelly.
What is NaCl?
You got it. And with that, you go to 5,200. You're in the lead comfortably. And we're going to take a break. Back in a moment. Matt Napolitano is a sports update anchor from Franklin Square, New York. Sports update anchor. Does that mean that you get to attend most of the major sport events in the country?
Yeah, I've been lucky to attend a couple of Super Bowls, a couple of Daytona 500s, World Series, and the Belmont Stakes a couple years back.
Okay, good for you. Kelly Lake, animation producer from Altadena, California. The animation that we see nowadays is way ahead of what I grew up watching. What got you interested in animation?
I mean, I always loved watching the old Disney films, and I'm a classic film fan as well. And I came out here, I moved to Los Angeles from Ohio, and got started with a great animation company, and have just gone from there.
Okay. Zach Newkirk is our champion. You and your wife clerked for the same federal judge?
We did.
Is that where you met?
We did not meet. We clerked together, though, right next to each other.
Did that create any areas of friction, perhaps?
Not at all. No, it was a very...
You always agreed on how a case should be handled and resolved?
Thankfully, we were not the final decision maker on that. So.
Okay. That's a good way to look at it. All right. Kelly, you have command of the board. Make the next selection for us, please, as we continue.
Table talk for 1,000.
We'll wrap up that category with this clue. The Autocrat of the Breakfast Table is a book of essays by this writer and father of a Supreme Court justice. Kelly.
Who is Oliver Wendell Holmes Sr.?
Yes.
Automobiles for 200.
In 1913, this model from Ford became the first mass-produced car, reducing assembly time from 12 hours to less than 3 hours. Kelly.
What is the Model T?
Yeah.
Automobiles for 4.
The 1964 Pontiac GTO is often called the first of these brawny autos. Zach.
What's a muscle car?
Muscle car, yeah.
Automobiles for 600.
Everything's feeling fine for this manufacturer whose E-Type is seen here. Kelly?
What is Jaguar?
Jaguar, yeah.
Automobiles for 8.
The C2, the second generation of this classic from Chevrolet, was produced from 1963 to 1967. Kelly?
What is the Corvette?
Corvette, right.
Automobiles for 1,000.
The late 1960s SEL 300 6.3 model of this car had a limousine V8 engine in a smaller sedan body, so it could go fast. Talking about Mercedes. Back to you, Kelly.
Words and phrases for 2.
To invent a new word or phrase is to do this. Makes sense. Kelly.
What is to coin?
Coin, yeah.
Words for 4.
Meaning false step in French, it's a socially embarrassing act or remark. Zach.
What's a faux pas?
A faux pas, yes.
Words and phrases for 600.
Term for the technical jargon of attorneys and their documents. Zach.
What is legalese?
Yes, you got that one. Good for you.
Shocker. Words and phrases for 800.
Answer there. The Daily Double, so you're extra happy that you got it. You can narrow the gap between yourself and Kelly.
I'll just do 1,600.
All right. He who pays the piper holds the reins is an example of this, incorrectly fusing two symbolic comparisons.
What is... What's a mistake? I don't know.
No, what is a mixed metaphor? Mixed metaphor. Go again.
Let's finish out the category for 1,000.
From the Latin for announce, this means to pronounce clearly and correctly. Kelly.
What is to enunciate?
Enunciate, yeah.
Inside of me for 400.
The corpus luteum in these organs secretes estrogen and progesterone. Matt.
What are the ovaries?
That's it.
Inside of me 6.
Each of these organs is encased in a sac called the pleura. Talking about your lungs. Matt.
Inside of me 8.
If you want to be formal about it, vermiform precedes the name of this tube that seems to serve no purpose, but can become inflamed. Zach.
What's the appendix?
Appendix, right. And now the last clue. The name of this internal organ is a synonym for ill humor or bad temper. And that would be your spleen. Spleen. All right, Kelly, off to a great start with 9,000. Matt, you're going first in Double Jeopardy, and he'll make his first selection when we come back. A lot of money available in the Double Jeopardy round, so it's not impossible for Matt and Zach to catch up to Kelly. Matt, here are the categories for your selection. The Madness of the King. Next, Colorful Cities. Troop Puri. A contestant walks into a bar. B-A-R is going to come up in each correct response. Playing the villain. We were inside of me before, now we're outside of me. Where do we go next?
Well, to quote my actions after this, a contestant walks into a bar, 400.
system of exchanging goods or services without using money. Zach.
What is barter?
That's the word.
Let's go to the madness of the king for 400.
A blood disease may have caused the madness of this king, and in 1811, his son assumed his duties. Zach.
Who's King George III?
He's the one.
King for 800.
Battle of Agincourt loser Charles VI of this country had a delusion that he was made of glass and that he could shatter. Zach.
What is France?
Yes.
King for 1200.
Obsessed with ringing church bells, Fyodor I had issues. His child's death and being the son of this rough 1580s czar. Zach?
Who's Ivan the Terrible?
Yes.
King for 1600.
Eric XIV took over for Gustav I Vasa in this country, but fears of treason caused a breakdown in 1567, and he had a lot of rivals killed. Zach?
What is Sweden?
That's the country.
King for 2000.
Ludwig of this German state got the official mad designation in 1886 after a panel of doctors declared him insane. Zach?
What is Bavaria?
You are right.
Colorful cities for 400.
Football fans know it sits at the mouth of Wisconsin's Fox River. Matt?
What is Green Bay?
Right.
Colorful cities 8.
A Southern California city and a Northern New Jersey township share this citrusy name. Matt.
What is orange?
Good.
Colorful 12.
Parlez-vous français? Then name this Louisiana port at the head of the Mississippi's deep water navigation. Matt again.
What is Baton Rouge?
Yes.
Colorful city 16.
This ville is across the Rio Grande from Matamoros. Zach.
What is Brownsville?
Yes.
Colorful cities for 2,000.
Answer. Daily double. And you have taken the lead away from Kelly.
4,000.
Four. All right. This former mining town was Colorado's territorial capital.
What is Silver City?
No. What is Golden? You had to think beer. Golden. You're at 6,400 in second place. Go.
Troop Puri for 400.
The Alpini were Italian soldiers in World War I who specialized in this type of terrain. Kelly.
What are mountains?
That's it.
Villain for 400.
Dennis Hopper won a Best Villain MTV Movie Award for menacing a bus in this film. Kelly.
What is speed?
Speed. Good.
Villain for 800.
John Malkovich is a menace in the skies as the felon Cyrus the Virus in this 1997 thriller. Zach.
What is Con Air?
Con Air, correct.
Troop Puri for 800.
In a cataphract cavalry unit, both horse and rider wore this protective gear. Zach.
What is armor?
Armor, right.
Troop Puri for 1200.
A COS, short for this operations specialist, protects the Army's computer networks from getting hacked. The C stands for cyber. Cyber. Zach?
Troops for 1600.
The answer there is the other daily double. You're not in the lead now, but within reach of it, certainly.
2000.
Okay, here's the clue. This word for a gorilla was used in the Boer War, in World War II, and as the title of a 1985 Schwarzenegger movie.
What is a partisan?
No, what is commando?
Ah.
Commando. All right, go again.
Let's finish out the category.
Although they come from this nation, more than 40,000 Gurkhas fight in the Indian Army. Zach.
What is Nepal?
Yeah.
Outside of me for 400.
Jewelry designer Laura Lombardi makes this four-letter type of earring in different diameters. Matt.
What is a hoop?
Hoop is right.
Contestant walks into a bar 800.
Tanzania gets part of its name from this island. Zach.
What's Zanzibar?
Yes.
Contestant walks into a bar for 1200.
A decompression chamber can also be called this kind of chamber. Matt.
Was a barometric chamber?
No. Kelly.
Was a hyperbaric chamber?
That's it.
Villain for 1200.
Played with cackling excellence by Ian McDiarmid, this character returned from the dead in Star Wars Episode 9. Zach.
Who's Emperor Palpatine?
Yes.
Bar for 1600.
In reinforced concrete, it's what does the reinforcing. Matt.
What is rebar?
Rebar, correct.
A contestant walks into a bar 2000.
You eat the red stalks of this plant. The green leaves are toxic. Kelly.
What is rhubarb?
Rhubarb, right.
Villain for 1600?
As him in 1982, Ricardo Montalban says, I've done far worse than kill you. I've hurt you, and I wish to go on hurting you. Kelly.
Who is Khan?
Khan, yes.
Villain for 2000.
We rooted for him in Get Out and Queen and Slim, but not when he made life miserable for the title women in Widows. Kelly?
Who is David Oyelowo?
No. Zach or Matt? Who is Daniel Kaluuya? Four clues left, Kelly.
Outside of me for 8.
Circus wardrobe fun fact. The average size of these is 28 quintuple E. Kelly.
What are clown shoes?
Yeah.
Outside of me for 1200.
Fighting a cliche, the Florida Highway Patrol prohibits its officers from wearing this intimidating type of sunglasses. Matt.
What are aviator sunglasses?
No. Kelly or Zach? They prohibit the reflective. They look like aviator glasses, but they are the ones that are reflective. Two clues left, Kelly.
Outside of me, 1600.
This cosmetic with a metal in its name can be used to give a warm, healthy-looking glow, not a specific color. Matt.
What is bronzer?
Yes, and now the last clue. This warm headgear shares its name with the Battle of the Crimean War. And that would be the balaclava. Balaclava. All right, Kelly, in the lead, 13,400. Here comes Final Jeopardy. Category today that you get to deal with, authors. Think about it. Hope you're well read. We'll reveal the clue when we come back. Before moving on, we have a change in scoring that I think could make the final a little more exciting. It affects Matt. Our judges have deemed his response of barometric chamber a little while ago as acceptable, so his total is correct at 7,400. The category for final today is authors and players. Here is your clue. On this woman's passing in 2019, Oprah Winfrey called her a magician with language who understood the power of words. You have 30 seconds to identify her. Good luck. Is praying. Let's see if his prayer will be answered. You had a choice here. It wasn't a slam dunk. What did you write down? Who is Toni Morrison? You picked the right person. And what'll it do to your score? You will add 6,100. That puts you in the lead with 13,500. Takes us to Zach. He had 10,000. What was his response? Correct also, Toni Morrison. And his wager, 9,995. He's in the lead with 19,995. Close to your average. Over to Kelly Lake now. She was leading, and she's not looking happy because she picked the other lady, Maya Angelou. And it'll cost you how much? 6,601. So you drop down to 6,799. Zach, congratulations. You end the week on a high note. You now have a four-day total of $85,669. But a great game. I loved it. I hope you did, too. Have a safe weekend. We'll see you on Monday.
Promotional consideration provided by GEICO. Jeopardy! Is also brought to you by Consumer Cellular, where low rates and award-winning service are just the beginning.